And now we have letters and online comments from the readers of the Norwich Evening News from the past 7 days. There were some comments about the proposed east-west rail link. John Abson from Sheringham remembers a similar proposal in the 1960s, and he writes, "I read with interest the coverage of plans for a new east-west rail link. There is nothing new. This, in the early 1960s, partly to coincide with the opening of the UEA, plans were well advanced for the Varsity line linking Norwich, Cambridge and Oxford, and new intercity diesel multiple unit trains had been identified for the service. This service would have used existing tracks, but it was thwarted by the arrival of Dr. Beeching and the closure of the Cambridge to Bletchley route. I wish the proponents of the new service better luck."
While David Bunting questions the cost involved in reopening old sections of the railway, he writes, "The East-West Direct Rail Link report states such a link would boost the economy by £17 billion, but how much will it cost to reopen the section between Cambridge and Bedford? During the 1950s, I used to travel regularly from King's Lynn to Woburn Sands, changing at Cambridge and catching the Cambridge to Bletchley train. The section from Cambridge to Bedford St John's was later closed, and trains only ran from Bedford to Bletchley, which they still do today. The short-sighted approach at that time, with many cross-country lines closing, is now going to cost a fortune to reinstate and cost the nation large sums of money that we can now ill afford. Add to this the upheaval to communities in the way. The section from Bletchley to Oxford should not prove a problem as trains run to Oxford from Bletchley. It will take years for this idea to become a reality, if ever, and could have been avoided if the line had been left open all those years ago."
Online, there were comments on the claim that the East of England could lose millions in a no-deal Brexit scenario. "The EU exports to the UK are worth £341 billion, so says ex-Lab, now UKIP. That's an awful lot of jobs at risk in the EU. The UK exports to the EU are worth £274 billion. That's a £67 billion deficit in favour of the UK. And with the EU voters going to the polls very soon, any EU dictator who thinks he can put millions of EU jobs at risk to save this rotten, corrupt EU project should think again."
While Howlin writes, "I voted to remain, and even I think there are sheet levels of impotent panic that we're all going to be dead in a ditch, or gnawing on rats and berries to survive. That's not how things work in the 21st century. We adapt and we prosper. It's not what I wanted, but I'm going to carry on with my life, work hard and enjoy myself all the same. And if we do all end up living in mud huts, well, at least I'll be able to afford my own house."
And finally, on the subject of Brexit, Grumpy Norfolk says, "Don't forget to mention the thousands of jobs to be created guarding our borders, the jobs that will come with our new national fishing fleet, the jobs that will need doing when the 100,000-plus migrants stop coming every year, not to mention the jobs created to administer the border checks at the ports, all of which is in the hands of the EU doing a trade deal. But we know they won't want to set a precedent because the EU would crumble." And that's all for the letters this week.